Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Roy. I hear you're on holiday next week. I bet you're really excited about a lovely holiday and not having to think about work for a whole week.
Well, I'm going to the beach, but I'll still be working. I'm going on a workcation.
All right. Well, I feel like I've been on a workcation since March, to be honest, because I haven't been to the office in months.
No, Roy. You've been working from home. A workcation involves you going somewhere where you might go on holiday, like a beach, but working your normal routine.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. It's a portmanteau, or a combination of two words, work and vacation. So that means you'll be working as normal then.
Yes, of course. Which means that there'll be no office parties while I'm away.
Right, so I guess that means I should send an email to cancel the Office Olympics while we listen to some examples.
She spent the day working from the hotel bar, and at night she visited the local area. She really enjoyed her workation. I'm going on workation next week to be closer to nature while I work. Hopefully the internet will be good. My workation didn't go as planned, as it rained the whole time I was away. I didn't manage to see or do anything fun.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression workation. Workation is a combination of the words work and vacation, and it refers to a holiday where you go to another location but continue working as normal.
Yeah, so you could go somewhere like a beach, skiing resort, or tourist area while working. You can even go to another country on your workation if your company permits it.
So you were planning to hold the Office Olympic Games while you thought I wasn't working?
No, I was only joking. We would never hold any games or parties without you.
Well, good. Because I bring the fun by winning all the games. Right, I'm going to get ready to go on my workation. A week by the beach, and I'll need my sunglasses and swimwear. I can't wait to go to Brighton Beach.
You're going to Brighton? In the south of the UK? In February? Well, good luck finding the sun. You should probably take a coat on your workation.
OK, Roy. Bye.
Bye.